sir, what is your name, sir?
Pena, Noel Pena.
Okay, who is Mr. Pena? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse is going to serve as your lead, sir, so just hold on to the phone.
Okay.
Mr. Pena, could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Okay, Noel Pena, my number is 053868.
Thank you, sir. I'm appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant.
Yes.
You were notified about this hearing on August 2nd, and you signed a form that day that told you the hearing would be today. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board, even though we're talking to you by telephone, but you can see us on the video screen at least, so we kind of have it halfway working today.
Okay.
So if you look to your right, so my left, at the other end there, is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Ray, our board chair. On my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll be your lead today for the hearing. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Respy from the Department of Corrections. There, you can see him now. And he will represent parole, so he'll represent your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay,
sir? So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Pena and Mr. Respy, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Pena?
Yes.
And Mr. Respy?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mr. Pena, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked.
Okay.
So for phase one, what I'm going to do is read this allegation to you, and I need you to respond whether it's true or false.
Okay?
So here is the allegation, and this will start phase one. It is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 2nd, 2018, as verbally directed on June 29th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Pena, is that true or false?
It's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Thank you. Based on Mr. Penny's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, so Mr. Penny will start phase two of your hearing because that one was very short. And this is probably the more important part, which is where we determine if your supervision will be reinstated or revoked.
Okay.
And before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Respy to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back to ask you some questions in just a minute.
Okay,
so hold on. Mr. Respy.
Mr. Pena was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on June 29th, 2018. He was arrested July 18th, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in OC custody July 18th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision ending of October 16th, 2018, 16 abscond days. Prior conviction, 2010, aggravated assault, 9 years. Prior convictions, 1985, theft, 1.5 years. 1986, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1.5 years. 1986, theft, 1.5 years. 1990, burglary, third degree, 5 years. 1994, armed robbery, 7.5 years. 2000, flight from law vehicle, 2 years. 2002, narcotic drug violation, 4.5 years. 2008, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts. Count 1, 1.5 years. Count 2, 2.5 years. This is his 8th term in DOC. CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Duplo Villa Project's criminal street gang and also a New Mexican Mafia security threat group suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 1985, mandatory release completion, 3 months. 1987, temporary release completion, 7 months. 1993, temporary release absconder, 46 days, administratively revoked. 1999, provisional release absconder, 4 days, arrested on new felony, flight from law vehicle, administratively revoked. 2001, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. 2006, TIS release absconder, 27 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2010, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, alcohol, threats, extortion, disorderly conduct, violence, weapons, and sex acts noted. After his return to DOC on August 13, 2018, he received disciplinary for tampering with a security device that is pending when it was found that he jammed a nail clipper into a slot of the frame which would prevent a drop down bar to engage to secure the door. Other arrest, 1979, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G6VA.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. And before we move too far, can I clear up the community supervision end date? Because our record is showing the October 16th of 2019, and you said 2018. I just want to make sure which one it is.
Sure. Let me go ahead and just go on the screen's got on here.
Because the warrant says a SED of 9/30/2019.
Yes, I see that. It looks like the time count may have put a typo on the RV screen. Let me go a little more on the audit release screen because they're showing October 16th, 2018, which wouldn't make any sense because this supervision end date originally was September 30th.
Right.
So I'm sure that was just a typo on the year.
Okay.
It looks here, we look at this other screen here.
Mr. Pena, we're just trying to verify your it's a little confusing here.
Okay, I've seen on the final release screen here, the audit screen, is it's saying down here, this is before they made the adjustment for his absconder days,
right.
And it's showing September 30th of 2019, and this individual whom I will be emailing after this to make this correction has on here for the abscond days put on there October 16th. And I think what they meant was October 16th of 2019,
19.
Not 18. So it looks like they basically used the same date in the year that was on the RV screen, I calculated those kind of days. So I would say that the correct date would be approximately October 16th of 2019.
19, okay, all right.
But we will get that.
We'll get that cleared up before, possibly before the day is out. Okay, all right, so back to you, Mr. Pena. It looks like when you were released, you went to live with your brother?
Yes, I tried to live with him, but it wasn't going to work out. My sister-in-law didn't want me there.
Well, it says you were just going to stay over the weekend. This
yes.
is what this report says.
I was going to try to work it out with him, but that's when the story didn't. It sounded like she didn't want me even there, so.
Okay, and so where'd you go after that?
Drinking?
Yes,
I went on dance.
And so you were just out on the street, or?
Yes, pretty much.
Oh, wow, okay. All right. And you weren't out very long, so you probably didn't have a job.
Yeah, well, I got a job lined up. It's been there the whole time. I just when they gave me the okay to go talk to go stay the weekend with my brother and my sister-in-law. To that point, when I got to the house, we got in we talked about it and it wasn't working. So I just said, you know what, I'm cool with it, and I took off.
All Okay.
So, and then everything just went there.
So tell me about your job, though. You said you have a job.
My brother, that's a friend that we knew since he was kids. Now he used to be a subcontractor. Now he owns his own business, and that's carpentry. And I never gave him a call, but he told me when I got to the house to give Ricky a call. And the job's always been there.
And do you have carpentry skills? Do you?
Yes, I live town carpet.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's your profession. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And let's see. You would have been responsible to submit drug urine samples for drug testing, but you didn't.
I never even decided to go there. I was just on a straight bench.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Just drinking, huh? Were you using drugs or just drinking?
No, just drinking. I ended up in the hospital. I don't know if my parole officer noted that, but they tried to contact the hospital, Good Samaritan, and it was from drinking in the heat. And I guess I had a heat stroke, but I was in there for 4 days.
Okay.
And then from when they released me from there, they came and picked me up and took me to Scottsdale Behavioral Health Center. I was over there for another 5 days. And when I got back out of there, I went back to the house, and they said there was a letter from the parole officer, and she said I had like 12 days to talk to her and the supervisor. And when I left the house during that time, I went back out and I started drinking again. But the next day, I called my sister, and because my mom wanted to see me, and I was on my way back to Scottsdale Behavioral Health Center, and because my mom wanted to see me also, and I told her, well, I don't want her to see me like this. So I was on my way back there to get it together, and then when I came back out, I was going to see her, and then I was going to contact my parole officer and explain the whole situation.
Okay.
I lost it. I don't expect to make it to the board. And like I told her, I wrote her a letter, an apology letter. And, you know, I don't know what it was, but all that history that I got in there, that's my history. But as far as me personally now, I'm too old for this. You know, and I don't know what set me off to go to drinking, but, you know, I've been an alcoholic since I was 13.
Okay.
And I had a problem with alcohol.
I was going to ask you that, if you had had...
I really do, honestly.
Yeah. And have you done treatment, or do you go to AA or anything?
That's my whole thing now. This is the thing. When everything was said and done, when I seen my mom, I was going to try to talk to the parole officer. Mm-hmm. If there was any way, I was going to try to get into this program called MRC.
Mm-hmm.
I had just found out about it. And something like that, I still need supervision. You know, I need some kind of guidance still. I know I'm old, I'm 51, but I'm still a type of person that I've been in prison so long, I've been accustomed to it. I'm not institutionalized, but it's easy to do this prison time. You know, it's sad, but it's true. I've been doing this since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be in here anymore. I want to live the rest of my life out there. So that's what I want to. I was going to take this next step and try to see if I can get that program. And I had just found out about it.
Okay. And well, do you go to AA at all, or have you tried it?
In here?
Yeah.
In here?
There isn't AA, or is there?
They don't have any. But when I was out there in Scottsdale, I was going to meetings every day. They had AA. They had everything.
Well, you did a good thing by writing the letter of apology. That was
good. I know, because I appreciated her giving me that opportunity, you know, give me a little leeway. I just felt bad. I was still in bad shape when I wrote that letter,
yeah.
You know, but that was on my mind. So.
How are you feeling now?
Oh, I feel great now.
You're feeling better. Okay, so
you
haven't had alcohol for...
No, nothing.
Yeah.
I've been working out too long. My head's strong. I've been reading again.
Okay.
The Bible and other books.
So what happened in the middle of August here with this discipline, with tampering with the security device?
I don't know where that came from. Honestly, I do not know. I never put nothing in my door. So I don't know where they're getting that.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
Pending.
I had a salad, but it wasn't me.
Yeah, who knows?
You know?
They'll figure it out when they
I didn't even know I had anything pending.
Well, that's according to this, as of August 13th.
I don't know nothing about that.
Okay.
I really don't.
Well, that's not the first time that's happened either, so.
All these doors in here, excuse me, all these doors in here are messed up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question for Mr. Pena? No? Okay, Mr. Finney, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that while we were talking that you want to tell the board?
That's pretty much it. If there's any chance, I would like to go to that MRC, that Maricopa Reentry Center. I guess it's at Old Dugan Mountain. If it was possible, I'd stay there as long as possible, and just work my way out of that sooner or later. But I do have a drinking problem. Everything else is I'm done with all that. I've been done with all that. All the affiliation, that's been so long, a long time ago.
Okay.
I'm too old. I'm just trying to live out there.
Okay.
I'm not a liar. I don't steal. I don't do none of that, And as far as work goes, I got a job lined up, so.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Well, the MRC program is, I think it would be very good. Unfortunately, the board, we can't recommend you somewhere. We don't have that authority to do that.
Yes.
That would be up to your, a counselor or somebody at the corrections. So we just don't have that authority.
Yes, I don't think they even know about it here. I think their parole officer has something to do with that.
And they do.
If you make parole, if you're on parole, I guess you can ask about it, or she was saying, or somebody was saying for the parole office.
Exactly.
But either way it goes, I'm still gonna go somewhere, to get some help, on this drinking thing, because that's the only thing that's holding me back a little bit.
Well, that's good to hear that you decided to do that. So, okay, so the board is going to go into discussion. We do have discussion in public, so all we ask is just stay on the phone there, and we'll be right back with you in just a minute. Okay? Board is now in discussion. Mr. Pena has a very long criminal history. And admits, freely admits that he has a drinking problem. And it would be very nice if we could be able to place people like Mr. Pena in MRC, but unfortunately that's not part of our not part of our authority to be able to do that. He did abscond for 16 days and has absconded on previous terms of supervision. So at this time, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for a community supervision, but I listen to any thoughts from fellow board members. Okay, so seeing no other comments, then I'm going to make a motion based on information in Ward 2018-W1936. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Pena was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had Lobster was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by absconding for 16 days, during which time he admits he was drinking and he did not stay in touch with his parole officer.
Second.
Agree.
All right. Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Okay, Mr. Nim. Okay, Mr. Pena, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision.
Okay.
I think you'll. I'm hoping that there's something there that you can do. There's a Hazelden Design for Living self-study course that might be available to you there, and that you just read at your own pace and go through those exercises, and that might be something you could consider if you ask yourself.
No matter what, I'm still gonna seek some help when I get out. I never expected to meet this board, but I just wanted you to hear my part,
Well,
I've been doing this for so long, I never made it there. It's been so long, and I came with the intention that I was going to make it anyway, but I just wanted you to hear that, hear what I had to say out of it from me. But that's why I also wrote that letter to the parole officer, because I was thankful for her to let me, and her supervisor to let me have that weekend and try to patch things up with my sister-in-law, but it didn't work, and I just wanted that thing. But as far as that history goes in mine, that's gone. So I'm pretty sure after this time I get released, you probably never hear from me again.
Well, it's not that we don't like you, but we're all glad to hear that.
I'm understanding the whole situation with the board and everything, so and I appreciate it. And I like I said, I understand how it goes, I've been doing this for so long and I exactly know what's up.
Well, we wish you the very best, and hope we never see an orange again, okay, sir?
And I appreciate that. What, how much time do I actually have left on the sentence, do you know?
Well, that was what we were trying to verify. It looks like we're showing October of 2019, but there's something showing October 2018, so Mr. Westby has got emails in for them to check that.
He needs to check the CO3 to get it verified. I can send an email to the cops, so they'll be...
So they're showing some October 20th or 18th?
One of the places is showing 19th, October 2019, and then another place is showing 2018.
Oh,
so have your CO3 check with time card.
Okay, I will.
Give them like a day to figure it out, and then they'll get an answer.
No problem.
Okay, sir, so thank you, Mr. Pena. And this
thank you.
If you give the phone back to the CO3, we appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you, sir.